You're listening to the Whole Hog Sports Podcast. And now, here's your host, Matt Jones.
Hey, today on our podcast, Ethan Westerman and I will talk about tomorrow's game between Arkansas and Ole Miss. But first, a word from Kendall King.
At Kendall King, we're proud of over four decades of design. We're continuing the legacy of great creative design by combining our brands of Kendall King, Soapbox, and ShopCart. Together, these brands represent a new focus in marketing design with individual attention to specific areas. Through our design expertise supported by a team of talented professionals, we showcase our best. We are Kendall King, we are Soapbox, we are ShopCart, we are design.
Hey, welcome back. I want to tell you about our friends at Bentonville Glass. They've been serving their community since 1971, committed, professional, versatile. If you're looking for a quality leader in Northwest Arkansas or looking for skilled craftsmanship, look no further than Bentonville Glass for all your glass market needs with the highest quality products. You can come by and see them now at 507 South Main in Bentonville or online at bentonvilleglass.com. Ethan Westerman's in here with me now. So you look at this game tomorrow, and I think the number one thing that people are interested in, and there's a lot of stuff people are interested in, but I think it really comes down to what does the situation look like for Ole Miss at quarterback. Austin Simmons is not listed on the availability report anymore, which indicates that he is available to play. Now, I always like to caution people, just because they're available to play does not mean that they're 100% of their full potential. So it looked like kind of a nasty-looking ankle injury that he suffered last week against Kentucky. We know that he and the backup quarterback have been taking snaps throughout this week in practice. Sam Pittman said earlier this week they're preparing as if they're going to see both of them. How do you think this is going to go with him tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, I think that if you watch that injury, there's no way that you can't convince me that a guy's going to be back to 100% in a week's amount of time. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're needing help off the field and you can't put weight on your leg, I'm going to beg to say you probably aren't going to be 100%. I'll give the availability report the benefit of the doubt that he's going to play. It's just, like you said, how effective can he even be? I mean, Taylen Green was off the availability report for a lot of last year after his injury because he was going to just play through what we learned, in hindsight from coaches was a lot more pain than maybe we realized. So I think the caution to note is that what you see in these availability reports is if they're going to play, not what percentage their health is. And I think you can see kind of in some teams how they do the reporting, maybe more of how they like that's what's crazy about this reporting is I think that if you look at the definitions of like the statuses of questionable, out, like it also comes back to the interpretation of is this how much you're sure that they're gonna play or like how severe you think what they're dealing with is. And I think that a lot, that's where you see maybe some disparity in this reporting is like for Arkansas, they have a lot of guys unquestionable and out, and then Devin Bale is probable. And I'm like, does this mean this is what percentage you would categorize their injury as, or is this from their where they're at right now in practice of, okay, you might be able to play, you might not. It's just they always vary. And I think Arkansas, from the 2 years that this has been a thing now, I think Arkansas tends to put a lot more guys on there just as to be safe rather than sorry, because there is penalties if you report inaccurately, which we haven't seen that enforced yet. I'll be curious who the first team is that warrants an enforcement of that. But I think Arkansas tends to play it pretty safe with how they do their reporting. But yeah, the quarterback situation for Ole Miss, I mean, Arkansas has got to get after him, to test him a little bit, I think.
Trinidad Chambliss is the backup. A transfer from Ferris State, which is like a Division II powerhouse. So yeah. I think they expected more from Simmons this year than maybe what he's shown to this point. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. You look at his numbers, though, they're very pedestrian for two games. He's completing about 60% of his passes, three touchdowns, four interceptions for him, just 576 yards. Again, he did deal with an injury against Kentucky the other day. Chambliss, very limited playing time, 4 of 6, 59 yards, and he did throw a touchdown. How do you think Ole Miss looks different if they go with one versus the other?
I mean, they're both running quarterbacks. They're both dual threat, but they like to pass it more with Simmons, I'd say. Sam Pittman talked about this on his radio show this week. Whenever they when they run the ball, they're running to get downhill like 90% of the time. It is trying to get downhill. They'll use their passing game to kind of get on the outside, the quick little hitters to try and maybe hit a home run ball with a quick little thing on the outside. But I think with Simmons, they're more willing to take some of those shots. I mean, Trinidad Chambliss, he didn't throw a pass against Kentucky on last Saturday. He was, like you said, 4 for 6 in their week one game versus Georgia State, but they just don't throw the ball as much with him. I think if Arkansas can get after Simmons, and I mean, we'll see where he's at, like with how mobile Simmons can be. But if they have to turn to Chambliss, I think Arkansas, because this game is going to be determined in my eyes and Sam Pittman's eyes. He said it on his radio show, who runs the ball better. But mm-hmm. I think that when you say that, you're also taking into account, you can't be one-dimensional in this game, though. You got to be able to run the ball and open it up with your passing game. And I think that Arkansas, if they can get after Simmons, that really favors them, because I'm not sure how effective Ole Miss will be in the passing game with Chambliss. I did hear on the radio this morning, Little Rock Radio, Coach Simmons at Harding, they played Ferris State, and he was talking about how Trinidad Chambliss is, like, by far, like, the best, like, playmaker that he's had to coach against in D2 over the past 5 years. He had really high praise for Chambliss and just like to not underestimate this guy, but I will say there's a big difference in D2 and then starting on if he has to play a lot in this SEC opener, well, Arkansas's SEC opener, their second SEC game against Arkansas, that's a big difference.
Yeah, the GAC and the SEC.
Yeah.
A little bit, I know he didn't play the GAC, but a big difference there between D2 and SEC. You talk about both of the teams want to run, and it feels like they both like the quarterback is a big catalyst to that. Obviously, Talen ran for most yards that a quarterback has had at Arkansas in like 40 something years. Last week, he's been really good running the ball. Ole Miss, I think they want to do that too. I feel like this is going to come down though to how well can Arkansas stop Kiwan Lacy. He's been really good for Ole Miss so far this year. Averaging 5.5 yards a carry, 4 touchdowns. He leads the SEC in rushing yards and in rushing touchdowns, and he's first nationally in tackles broken. I think he's got 21 missed tackles that he's forced through 2 games. Those are numbers I think that really just stand out and get my attention. For Arkansas defensively, they haven't faced a team that has the athletes on offense anywhere near it like they're going to see against Ole Miss. That's really the big key to me this week is are they able to get a push up front on the defensive line, and are these players in the secondary able to hang with Ole Miss's playmakers at receiver?
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I think you look at how people feel going into this game, and you just don't know yet with Arkansas. Like, you've liked what you've seen, but you just know you haven't faced this type of talent yet. I think that you look at Saturday's matchup, and it could be a shootout, like kind of how we're viewing it, I think. But I just come back around to, I just think Arkansas is more, like, they haven't, it's hard to say this full assurity, assure yet, because they've only played Alabama, A&M, and Arkansas State. Ole Miss has played Kentucky, albeit not the best SEC team, but an SEC team, in Georgia State. And I just see more questions for Ole Miss. I really do. It's from what we've seen so far. Kiwan Lacy, I think both of these teams, it's kind of interesting because he's only a sophomore. He transferred from Missouri. And he didn't do much there. Arkansas has Mike Washington, a guy who transfers from New Mexico State, kind of an unknown there. But now these two are kind of shaping up in the early SEC season to look like two of the league's best maybe rushers. And I think that's, you know, Saturday it's going to be which of those two has a better day. And Ole Miss is dead last in the SEC in rush defense. I think that Arkansas, if they can run the ball effectively on there, I trust their quarterback play right now a little bit more than Ole Miss's too.
All right, we're going to get into predictions now. We'll tell you what we think about Arkansas-Ole Miss coming up here in just a minute. But it's kind of an interesting day around the SEC. You finally have a number of high-quality games. First couple of weeks, there's been, you know, a game here, a game there, but really not a whole lot to hang your hat on from the SEC standpoint in terms of just real, you know, huge games what I would call a full slate of big games. And you have that this week. We'll start with Wisconsin goes to Alabama this week. Wisconsin, a team that it feels like they're in a little bit of it feels like both of these coaches, they need a win this week to maybe get the heat off their back.
Yeah, for sure. And I think Alabama will get done being there in Tuscaloosa. I know Alabama had a big letdown week one. I think last week they ran ULM off the field, so I guess take whatever you want from that. But this is their first time to really get to maybe show themselves a little bit, just because, you know, it was such a disappointment week one. I think that they'll come out ready to play against a Wisconsin team that doesn't, you know, give me much confidence.
Alabama's a 20.5 point favorite in this. I've got Alabama. I think playing at home is a big deal for them. I think I still want to see if Florida State is better than people think they were heading into the season. Because you look at what they did last week. They played, you know, some little sister of the poor type team, but they beat them like 71-6 or something. I mean, it was a real blowout.
77-3.
Okay.
Over East Texas A&M.
Yeah. See? Yeah. See? I mean, I was close. You were in the ballpark.
You were. I mean, and that's the thing. I'm like, you can give, I think.
What's 65 and 74 points between friends?
It was a blowout. Yeah. It was not close. I think Mike Norvell is one of those coaches that they had such a bad year last year. I think you can give him a mulligan, though. Like, he's the type of coach that a lot of coaches would not survive a two-win season, but he's one that you just trust with his track record. Like, he could turn it around and have a good team right after having a bad one.
And they had an undefeated team that should have been able to compete for a national championship the year before, and they weren't given the opportunity to. So, it quickened the path to an expanded playoff, what happened to Florida State in 2023. Some games we won't pick in the SEC, we'll just tell you about them real quick. South Alabama goes to Auburn this weekend. Louisiana Lafayette is at Missouri. Auburn and Missouri ranked 24th and 25th in this week's AP poll. You've got UTEP at Texas. That's going to be on SEC Network in the afternoon. Alcorn State goes to Mississippi State. I think Mississippi State should have their goalposts back by this game. let's see here. You've got Eastern Michigan going to Kentucky this week. You keep waiting for Kentucky to slip up, but they didn't do it the first week, and they gave Ole Miss a pretty good battle last week.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm still not sold at all in Kentucky. I did pick Toledo to beat them week one. And Toledo kept it close, but I'm Kentucky, once they get in the meat of their schedule, I think it's about to get ugly.
The SEC game of the day is going to be at Neyland Stadium, 15th-ranked Tennessee, hosting 6th-ranked Georgia. This is going to be a 2:30 kickoff on ABC. The Dogs are a 3.5-point favorite on the road.
Yeah, and I like them to win, too. I just think that for Aguilar, the Tennessee quarterback, this is his first real big moment with a lot of pressure. Syracuse, their first game of the year, that's not the same thing as hosting Georgia. And it's like, I think that this is the type of game that he's facing a really good defense, and it could go sideways.
Syracuse, I actually think they might be an okay team this year.
Didn't they barely beat UConn?
I don't know. I didn't see what they did last week.
Last week,
they were expected to be kind of middle of the road in the ACC.
Well, they had to go to overtime with UConn last week, and their coaching staff made the players go out on the field
after the
game
and they
ran line sprints like you do in high school. I don't think Syracuse is very good at all.
I don't trust this quarterback from Georgia yet. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Tennessee, because they're at home, because I like Heupel's offense, and I don't know that this quarterback, he doesn't strike me as a Stetson Bennett, Carson Beck type. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that he's going to be able, if this gets into, you know, a shootout of sorts, or even like a 28-24 type game, are they going to be able to score enough against Tennessee on Tennessee's home field? In this game where I don't trust one quarterback, and like you said, Tennessee's, he's got to prove some stuff too. I like Tennessee at home. I think that they've got a chance to pull this one off.
And I will say for Georgia, beating Austin Peay 28-6 doesn't ignite a whole lot of confidence.
No, it does not. So, I mean, I'll take Tennessee there. I think they got a chance to pull this one off. Florida goes to Death Valley tomorrow night. Tigers are a 7.5-point favorite. They're ranked number 3 this week in the AP poll. This is going to be a 6:30 kickoff on ABC.
Yeah, this is the classic game of don't get caught in the trap of just writing off Florida just because they got upset last week. But I don't think that this is a get-back game for them against LSU. I think that going to Death Valley to face that team, LSU didn't look very good last week either against Louisiana Tech. And, of course, we're seeing now that Clemson might have been not as good as we were saying they'd be in the preseason. So maybe these are two overrated teams, or teams that were overrated at the start. I don't think anybody's overrating Florida now. But I'll pick LSU, and I like them to win probably like a touchdown.
Billy Napier's the type that, like, just as soon as you're getting ready to throw that last bit of dirt on the, you know, on the coffin of his coaching career, somehow he'll get out of it. So I don't know that LSU has it as easy against Florida tomorrow night as maybe some people would think. but I would never pick against LSU
yeah.
in Tiger Stadium. Tomorrow night, 6:45 kickoff on the SEC Network. Vanderbilt goes to South Carolina. Did you see the picture of Vanderbilt's locker room after the game at Virginia Tech?
I did not.
They cleaned the clocks of the Hokies, and then they cleaned the locker room. I mean, it, like the janitorial service, they didn't even need to. They weren't needed. It was nice and tidy. They vacuumed. They picked everything up. It was really immaculate.
Shout out to Vandy. Man, that's good to hear.
But it shouldn't surprise you.
It shouldn't surprise you. It's Vandy, yeah. I'm going to pick Vandy to win this one. South Carolina, I'm not sold on them. I'm the biggest South Carolina skeptic year in and year out, to clear that up. They were losing, I believe, to South Carolina State pretty late into the first half, and it took two punt return touchdowns to kind of break that one open. That final score was 38-10. Two of those touchdowns were punt returns. I don't see it with them this year, like with their offense and stuff doing everything that we thought they'd do. They beat Virginia Tech 24-11. Vandy just beat Virginia Tech 44-20. I don't think this South Carolina offense is what everybody's living it up to be. They love Lenore Sellers. I think Lenore Sellers is a really good quarterback, but you have to have a lot of pieces around your quarterback for him to be any good. I think Vandy beats them. I really do.
So South Carolina has three punt return touchdowns this year.
Yeah.
It's Beamer ball.
And I think
ball.
It's the same guy.
It's Beamer ball. I think that they can turn a game in special teams. And they're a 3.5-point favorite. They're at home. I think South Carolina beats Vanderbilt. May not be pretty, but I think they beat them. Vanderbilt, I can't get on the Vanderbilt wagon because they've been too up and down the last couple of years. Just when you think that they're better than you think they are, they beat Alabama, but then they might have a week where – they don't look like what you expect them to be.
See, I might be just
but South
too
Carolina
much,
may be the same way.
Yeah, maybe too much recency bias, but I watched Vanderbilt take it to Virginia Tech a week after South Carolina was kind of in a dogfight with them. And Vanderbilt took it to Virginia Tech on the road. I think Vandy, having played on the road a week before this one, helps them a lot too.
South Carolina. I got them at home. Texas A&M goes to Notre Dame. We'll obviously be real interested in this. This one's going to be a 6.5-point line in favor of Notre Dame.
Yeah, well, I'm picking Notre Dame. I think that them not having to play last week after that heartbreaker against Miami really gives them a leg up from just kind of regroup and get ready for this one. It's at Notre Dame. That always helps. I think that it kind of sets up nicely for Notre Dame that they had the bye before Texas A&M, and then next week before they play Arkansas, they get Purdue, which in my head is kind of a bye this year. Purdue is not.
You're down on Barry Odom?
I'd give him some time. I think he'll do some stuff. But this first Purdue team, I'm not sure that's going to be much of a game for Notre Dame. I think that their schedule sets up nicely against both SEC teams they play. I like them on Saturday versus A&M. And I'm not sold on A&M yet either. They kind of looked a little shaky in their opener. I didn't get to watch much of their game last week, but I think they might have a few issues that they're trying to work out right now too, as does pretty much every team.
I like Notre Dame's defense. I think they got a really good defense. I think the place where you can attack Notre Dame is maybe up the middle against their defensive tackles. I don't know that A&M is going to be able to do that. And I like the freshman quarterback they played. I liked how he showed up in the fourth quarter of that game against Miami the other day. So I'll go Notre Dame too. That game's going to be on NBC and Peacock at 6:30. This is kind of interesting tomorrow night. You've got, obviously, we're interested in Arkansas Ole Miss. You've got Florida LSU, A&M Notre Dame. This is a nice, primetime slate of games.
Basically, the early window isn't as – they've been really loading the early window, I feel like, in recent years with at least one or two really big games. But tomorrow, it feels like it's all just heavy loaded at night.
You got OU at Temple. I meant to mention that earlier, too. Oklahoma goes to Philadelphia to play Temple. That's going to be an early game tomorrow. We won't pick that. OU's a 24.5-point favorite. Okay, so Arkansas at Ole Miss. The line now 6.5 points for the Rebels over the Razorbacks. You like Arkansas to win this game, don't you?
I do. The more I've just looked at Ole Miss, I have more questions about them than I do Arkansas right now. And I get it, Arkansas has not played anybody yet. I still don't think Ole Miss really has yet. No offense to Kentucky. I mean, you give them credit for winning on the road in the SEC. I don't think Kentucky's very good. Kentucky's offense looked just as good against Ole Miss as it did against Toledo. I think that Arkansas's offense is about to have a big day down there. I think they're going to be able to run the ball really well, and I think that they're going to win a high-scoring game. I think everybody's kind of on board with this could get high-scoring, but I just don't think I trust the Ole Miss quarterback play over Arkansas quarterback play right now. I mean, Arkansas, you look at the offense, and number 3 in the nation third down conversion percentage, number 4 total offense, number 5 scoring offense, number 9 in first downs. I think that those are things that, yes, it's a credit to who you've played some, but everybody's played some, I mean, I don't want to say everybody's played only two smaller teams like Arkansas has, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of teams that have. And if you're doing that 2 weeks in a row, I'm going to give your offense the benefit of the doubt. I think they're going to go down there and win. I also think it's funny, like Ole Miss kind of, you look at their team and they had to replace so much from last year, and you just kind of give them the benefit of the doubt. I think in the preseason that Lane Kiffin's been pretty good down there. He's really good at recruiting the portal. He's got some pieces, and you just say he's going to figure it out. I think they will. I'm just not sure they're there yet. I think that this is a good time for Arkansas to catch them. And, you know, the two players on their defense that you kind of look at are their two linebackers. And one of them's Centurion Perkins, who's kind of an edge rusher guy. And he's supposed to be like their number one NFL draft guy. And he has two tackles right now on the year. He has as many tackles as one of those receivers does, tackling guys for interception after interception returns right now. I just don't think they're getting the production from the guys that they need it from yet. Maybe Saturday's when those guys break out. But I think Arkansas can do it. My head and my gut are telling me Arkansas right now.
What about your heart?
My heart doesn't feel anymore. made me sound really just depressed.
Very, very, what would be the word? I don't know,
but I'm not.
You make a compelling argument. A compelling argument.
Okay.
I still think Ole Miss is at home. Ole Miss, I think, has a better, more athletic team, and I think they've been tested against Kentucky. I could see Arkansas going down there and winning it, but, you know, I think Ole Miss will win. I think, and I also wonder, which Talen Green does Arkansas get? Like, are they going to get the Talen Green that threw two interceptions in the second quarter against Arkansas State, or are they going to get the Talen Green that came out with his hair on fire in the first quarter of that game? That's been an issue for Arkansas on the road, has been the turnovers. You know, like in the Missouri game last year, or even A&M, I know that wasn't on the road, it was a neutral site. Oklahoma State last year, the pick six that he threw, that was such a game changer in that contest. So which Talen Green do they get? If they can get a Talen Green that can hold onto the ball, I like their chances to win, but I just haven't seen that often enough yet from him. And I thought the interceptions that he threw against Arkansas State last week, against a defense that's not as fast, not as physical, not as talented as what they're going to see this week, that left a little bit of concern.
Yeah, and kind of where I'm at with this right now, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying I think Ole Miss will have the type of season Oklahoma State last year had. That was a bad Oklahoma State team.
That was a good Oklahoma State team compared to this year's Oklahoma State team, potentially.
True, but I think that this is the game that Petrino opens up the playbook like he did at Oklahoma State. And I think if Arkansas can just, like you said, take care of the ball, as long as they don't go down there and have a repeat of what happened last year at Oklahoma State where they're just, you know, hitting your own guy on punt return and fumbling, if you're dropping a toss. I think Arkansas, you just do the – if Arkansas doesn't do the simple things right as far as just, like, holding on to the ball and not special teams blunders, that'll kill you. Don't get tons of penalties. I think they have the better team right now.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I want to see how their defense performs against this Ole Miss offense. I'm on the fence. I am more on the fence about Arkansas having a good season right now than I was before the season started. And I know they haven't played anybody. I've been very impressed with how they've looked on offense. I think their offensive line is probably going to be able to handle the defensive fronts in the SEC better than they did last season. I think Talen Green is playing at a higher level than he was at this point last season. Now, again, through two games last year, we'd seen him against a power opponent. We haven't seen that yet. I just think Ole Miss, you know, they're at home. That's the safe pick. I agree with you about Arkansas having the element of maybe surprise that they haven't had to open up the playbook yet for these first couple of games.
This is a huge game for Arkansas. If they can win this one, and then it would be typical to somehow win this one and then drop an egg, lay an egg next week in Memphis. But in a world where they win this game, it sets them up really well for a big, big game against Notre Dame few weeks. It would be huge for them.
I haven't looked and seen what other games are that week, but you would think that it would be one of the games of the week with Notre Dame coming to an SEC stadium.
Yeah, there's Ohio State, Penn State that day, so that's going to be getting a lot of love. But then I think
Arkansas, game day is not coming to Fayetteville.
Yeah, and there was Georgia, Alabama that day, which doesn't look as appealing as it did, you know, before the season. And I think there's one more really big SEC game, maybe LSU, Ole Miss.
We've been guilty of this, putting the cart before the horse too often, saying, "Oh, this is what's going to happen," and then all of a sudden tomorrow ends up in a 20-point blowout.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Arkansas and Ole Miss. Christina Long is down there. We'll all have coverage from the game on Saturday night at our website, wholehogsports.com. And we'll be back here on Monday to talk about it. Hope to see you then. Have a great weekend, everybody.